I'm campaigning in Brighton and Hove. We just had a really good meeting with Labour activists at the Gallery Bistro, and I'm now in the hothouse of the kitchen of the Gallery Bistro with Deirdre, who is the head chef, and Mark, who is her able young assistant,
and Kat,
hello there. And now, politics in Brighton.
Yes.
Make any difference to your life or not?
Not yet.
Not yet. Are you from Brighton originally?
No, I'm from the East End of London.
East End of London. And when did you come here?
8 years ago now.
And are these politicos who are having lunch here, are we all well behaved?
Oh, you're very well behaved. All very polite, very nice.
Good. And what? And you've been running this for a year, have you?
Yeah, we've all been working together for a year. So.
And how have you been? Have you been in a recession here, or is business okay?
No, it's okay. We're running through, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we have a quiet period just after Christmas, but then we get it going again with different things.
And what could the Labour Party say or do for you to make you interested and think that's the party for me?
Oh, I think tax.
Tax, not on tax. You think you're overtaxed or undertaxed?
We're overtaxed. And my street, actually, this morning when I came out of my street, Lansdowne, was absolutely dreadful.
There so it's a Tory council.
Everywhere.
Tory council is not not picking
everywhere.
Up your litter.
No.
So hang on, you want more better litter collection?
Yes, because it's getting to look very scruffy. I've lived here for 7 years, 8 years nearly, and I think it's got very scruffy, the roads.
So when the leader of the Labour group here says, look, one of the things for the Labour Party in Brighton, because this is a Tory council which Labour's trying to win, says we've got to bring back the sense of civic pride that we had in the 90s. In Brighton. Is that something that appeals to you?
Definitely, yes. Because I think it's got very scruffy over the years that I've lived here. And people in my street also feel the same.
And what else would you like to hear from the Labour Party, do you think?
Tax, litter.
I don't know. For myself, I think not quite so much assistance to some of the other countries where we tend to help. It's nice to help people out, but I think we tend to spend quite a bit too much more
helpful
than we need to be.
Right,
I think.
See, I'm a big internationalist, so it's quite interesting to hear that.
Yeah.
You know that in a way it's we're a relatively rich country for all of our problems, but I know that people do say around the country, you know, let's fix our own.
Yeah.
Fix our own knitting.
Yeah, that's one
first.
Thing
now you're
I'd
gonna
like
you're
to
gonna
see.
Cook me. Your top of your range is monkfish, then fish pie, and I've secretly said I'd like a burger, which is probably violates
but
the
they're
government.
Well.
The homemade burger and probably deep fried chips. So I'm going to get into trouble with the health authorities.
You're very slim anyway.
Thank you very much for saying that. But look, nice to talk to you,
and
look forward to my lunch. Yeah.
Thank you
all right,
for
take care.
In.
Thanks
Thank
a lot, Deirdre. Yeah,
nice to
meet you.
Thank
Thanks.
You. Nice to speak to you.
All right.